Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Welcome back to the Junks live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan if you're listening in Richmond, Virginia. We appreciate that. And Monumental Sports Network, represented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Join their team today. Joining us in about an hour, Tariq El-Bashir. He will help us break down Caps Canes Game 5 tonight from Capital One Arena. Caps need a dub or else they are on summer vacation.
I was just telling
you. Nobody wants.
Cakes, I was kind of gauging his interest in the game tonight, and I have to tell you, I'm not looking forward to it. It's the first game of the playoffs I'm not really looking forward to. I feel like the inevitable is around the corner.
Looking forward to it because, look, it's Caps playoff hockey. You don't get that many Caps playoff games.
But it's like the end.
But they're all special.
Feels like the end.
If you get a win tonight and they're you get a win tonight, then you see two more, EB. Two more.
Maybe.
It happens 9.5% of the time in the NHL. That's not a great percentage.
That what?
A team that's down 3-1 comes back to win the series.
Yeah. So hopefully that's the case. We will talk to
Better
Tariq.
Than I thought. 10%.
Yeah. Talk with Tariq El-Bashir at 9 o'clock. But I got to play the music, EB. It's time to break down the Commander's schedule. First official wins and losses prediction from the Junks. It's an annual tradition.
We've
been doing
a pen.
It for many, many years.
Mark, can you give me a pen?
Here, you can borrow mine.
Okay,
I've already broken
mine down.
How
many times do we usually do this?
I don't know.
At least two or three.
I don't think we've ever gone more than three. I think it's usually two.
I know there's one right after the release and then one after the final preseason game.
Yeah. I think that's
Sounds
usually
like
it.
So one in mid-May and one generally in late August, early September.
Yes.
All right. Let's do it. Let's start going around the horn.
Have you already done this?
I have a number right here I'm looking at.
I haven't done it on purpose. I've intentionally saved it for now.
I've already done this.
And this is all, by the way, Tingle.
Kelsey sent me one yesterday. She did it. She had him at 10-7.
Oh, don't say anything. Okay.
All right, well, let's lead off. Here's the opener. September 7th, Giants come to Northwest Stadium. It's EB's favorite. It's a 1 o'clock Sunday kickoff.
So the Giants gave them two tough games last year. Could have won.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson takes over. That should be an improvement for them at quarterback.
Wasn't the second Giants game a blowout on the Commander side? I don't think the second game was close.
Okay.
The first game was close, though.
The Scataboo is going to be their running back. They've got Abdul Carter. They may be an improved team. They're not going to beat the Commanders in that opener.
I find it hard to believe. That's a big dub for my boys.
I also have a W at home for the Commanders to start the season.
I think the opening line is Commanders -7.5.
Ooh. Mm. All right, so Vegas likes the Commanders too. All right, so we have a clean sweep, dubs for the Commanders in week one at home. Then you got a short week. Travel to Green Bay for Amazon Prime, 8 15 kick from Lambeau Field. How do you think the Commanders fare here, JP? Well,
I'm higher on Green Bay than you. We have a $5 bet now in the bet book because I believe they'll finish top two in the NFC North. I think on a short week, home game, going to Green Bay, the Commanders lose that game.
There's just no way. Normally, I would actually pick Green Bay, but this team's just special. There's just no way I'm picking them here, especially early in September. Assume the weather will be, you know, reasonable. Listen, we could easily lose it, but I'm picking my boys.
By the way, Cakes, the Giants games both were close last season. There was no blowout. There was 21-18 in week two and 27-22 in week nine.
I'm incorrect then. I'm going to be a little weird here. I think the Commanders are better than the Packers, but I think a short week trip to Lambeau is not easy for anybody. So I have the Commanders taking an L to start the season 1-1. All right, let's move on to week three. Commanders back at home. Another 1 p.m. kickoff as the Vegas Raiders come to town. What do you think happens here, EB?
Winner. I just can't see a scenario where we don't win. I mean, there's just no way. We could do this a million times. Yeah. I might flip my prediction on the Packer game.
Right.
I'll always pick us against this Raider team.
Okay.
Now, this is Geno Smith at quarterback.
Correct. Yeah. Got to deal with Ashton Jeanty, stud running back, their top pick.
That's why we got Kinlaw. I'm not too worried about him. I got to start now.
Commanders are going to win.
3-0.
Yeah, I have the Commanders winning this. I just look at quarterback matchups. Is Geno Smith going to outduel Jaden Daniels at Northwest Stadium? I don't think so. I have the Commanders moving to 2-1. Week four, a road trip to Atlanta. This is a 1 p.m. kickoff on CBS.
I'm picking my boys. Who's going to be starting at quarterback for
Michael
them?
Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah, I'm picking my boys. Give me that.
You got to do your obligatory. They're the Falcons.
I mean, they are the Falcons.
They're Atlanta.
Yeah, that's a rematch game.
Yeah.
And that was one of the cardiac Commanders games for Jaden Daniels and Washington. Yeah. They pulled it out in overtime. Close game in Atlanta. But I think Washington gets out to a 3-1 start, so I'll give them the win.
Bijan Robinson scares me, but not to the point where I wouldn't pick the Commanders in this game. I have the Commanders off to a 3-1 start with a win over the Falcons.
By the way, I think we did this bit without Jason last year, or was it without you? I remember doing this the first time somebody was missing.
I think it might have been me. Because you just kept hounding me about getting
because we didn't have everybody's records.
All right, let's move on to week five. This is a long road trip for the Commanders. They face the LA Chargers at SoFi. That's a 4:25 kick on October 5th.
This is where it gets a little dicey for me. 5-0.
Oh, you have them off to a 5-0 start.
5-0. Yeah.
That is impressive.
Go ahead.
All right, 5-0. JP, what do you think they do against the Chargers?
So, you guys know I'm a big Harbaugh believer.
Yeah, you love the Harbaughs.
His first season, a little underwhelming, although he took the Chargers to the playoffs. Herbert was a disaster in the playoff game. I think they're going to take the next step because I do believe in Harbaugh. You have them at home. Back-to-back weeks, Washington goes from Atlanta to L.A. I've got them beating the Falcons, but I think they'll fall to the Chargers.
I think the fact that the Chargers are going to be relentless running the ball, and that was one of the real Achilles heels of this team, and they're going to just force feed Najee Harris and Omarion Hampton. Like, those guys are going to see the ball a lot in this matchup. I have the Commanders losing a close one to the LA Chargers. I have them at 3-2 through 5 weeks.
All right.
Next, we have the Bears coming back for the rematch of the Hail Mary game. That's a Monday night especial from Northwest Stadium.
Well,
8:15 kick.
We will be the talk of the NFL. 6-0. 6-0 win over the Bears.
Very good.
So they were fortunate to beat them last year. I think this year they'll give the boots to them. Higher scoring games, I think Caleb and the Bears are going to be pretty good, but Washington's a better team.
I want to see how Ben Johnson has an impact on that offense and the development of Caleb Williams, but let's be honest. Jaden Daniels, greater than sign Caleb Williams. He wins the matchup again. I have the Commanders off to a 4-2 start with a win over the Bears. Week 7.
We're in lockstep right now, Cakes.
The Commanders travel to Dallas for a 425 kick. This is on October 19th.
This is where I'll just give Dallas a little credit. Assume Dak is back and healthy. You know, I feel like splitting with them would be reasonable. Lose at Dallas. You know, we're not going to go undefeated. So I go, I'll take a loss at Dallas.
JP?
I think they'll beat the Cowboys. I'm kind of looking ahead at the schedule. I think that their eyes might be on Kansas City, but they got to beat Dallas.
I have them with a road win at Dallas. I mean, you're 7 weeks in. This could be George Pickens already, you know, being a nightmare in the locker room and just spreading discontent. So I have them winning on the road against the Cowboys.
Now, if it's Cooper Rush at quarterback, they might lose because they don't seem to beat Cooper Rush.
Well, well
Cooper
gone?
Rush
is
gone.
Yes.
So,
he's gone.
All right, week 8, huge matchup at the Kansas City Chiefs. They go to Arrowhead. EB, how do you see this one playing out?
I mean, I think it's a tough place to play, and they still have Pat Mahomes, and I think we're the sexiest team in the league, but I don't think we're the best team in the league. So I'll give a nod of respect to the Chiefs and allow the Chiefs to have a dub there. So I have them after a 6-0 start, stumbling a little bit to 6-2.
I keep waiting for the Chiefs to start sucking at some point. It doesn't happen. So I'll take the Chiefs in that matchup in Kansas City.
I posited that Jaden Daniels was a better quarterback in a 9-game stretch than Patrick Mahomes this past season. I still believe that. So there's no way I'm not going to pick Jaden Daniels in a huge primetime opportunity against Patrick Mahomes. Yes, I know it's on the road. I know it's at Arrowhead. And I know the Chiefs are talented. But I'm still going to pull the upset here by picking the Commanders to win on the road. By the way, I have them on a 3-game heater at this point.
Hmm.
All right, let's move to week 9. The Seattle Seahawks come to town. That is a 8:20 Sunday night affair at Northwest Stadium. EB, how do you see the Commanders faring at Sam Darnold and company?
That's a win. It's a win. Again, not that much respect for Sam Darnold.
JP?
I find it hard to believe that Seattle with Sam Darnold is going to come all the way to Northwest Stadium and get a dub on a Sunday night game. Not going to happen. Jaden's going to deliver. The Commanders will improve to 6-3, I believe, on my sheet.
I have the Commanders on a 4-game heater by topping the Seahawks in week 9 at Northwest Stadium. That's a lot of W's in a row. All right, let's move on to week 10. This should be a huge NFC tilt as the Lions come into Northwest Stadium. That's a 425 kick. That is one of your national games of the week on
Here's the thing.
Fox.
I know there's going to be revenge on... Man, it's hard. I mean, we smoked them so bad. It's like almost impossible to justify picking the Lions, but they will have revenge on their minds. I don't know what to do with this one. I think this is going to be a really tough game. It's at home, though, right, Kick?
It's at home, at Northwest Stadium.
Hold on.
It's hard for me to pick.
They're the Lions, and Jared Goff sucks. You got the.
I know. But they're a good team.
The double play.
I know. All right, you convinced me. I'll take a dub. It's hard to pick the Lions after we smoked them, but I know they'll play better.
All right. I'm going to do a visual representation. All right. Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Greater than sign.
Yeah.
Jared Goff.
Well, that's not even close. I mean, that's a given.
So I'm going to pick the Commanders at home. That's 5 dubs in a row.
Yeah.
At least on my sheet.
I think the Commanders are going to have a great year, but even last year when they had a great year at 12-5, they lost 3 games in a row in the middle. They're going to be games that you drop. I'll have them losing to the Lions, even in a home game. The Lions should have a much healthier team. Washington benefited from that. And kind of that do theory, Jared Goff is not going to throw 4 or 5 interceptions against them this time. He's due for at least a decent game against Washington.
Could throw for 2 or 3.
So what do you have?
I have Washington losing that game.
Yeah, see, I think that's possible. Definitely possible.
All right, brush up on your Espanol. We're going to board a flight to Madrid for week 11 as the Commanders take on the Miami Dolphins. It's a home game for the Dolphins in Madrid.
Yeah.
Van a ganar. They're going to win.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I mean, they were pretty putrid last year, weren't they, Miami?
The Dolphins were not very good.
Yeah. What did they add in the offseason? They bolster their...
I'd have to look at their
lines,
additions and subtractions.
I don't know.
I know they went big in the draft. They drafted a lot of beefy offensive and defensive linemen.
I think Tua will probably have another concussion, probably miss the game. Who's their backup now? Did they address that situation? I think they did. I will take.
Miami wasn't horrible. They're 8-9.
8-9. Yeah, but they had huge expectations going in. I'll take the Skins.
I also have the Commanders topping the Dolphins in the international game. All right, we'll take a break.
We're heading into the bye
and
week.
We're heading into the bye, so
what do you
we'll
have
take a break
at?
As
what
well.
What do you have them at right at this point?
I mean, I only have them with 2 L's so far.
So I do too. I'm 9-2 heading into the bye week.
I mean, that is an amazing way to start the season.
I'm at 7-4. By the way, Zach Wilson would be your backup to Tua with Ewers as their third stringer.
That is gross. If you want to weigh in on our schedule pick so far, you're welcome to do so on an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. When we come back, we will come out of the bye week and we'll pick the remainder of the schedule and give you our final predictions for the first rendition of our schedule. Predictions for the Commanders. We'll be right back.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.